Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 95 for Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. Google Play Awards. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron will send you all the ingredients to cook fresh, delicious meals with simple step-by-step instructions right to your door. See what's on the menu this week and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's blueapron.com/twit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. So last week, Google unveiled the schedule for its upcoming Google I.O. Developers Conference. That's coming next month in May. They've added a new event to the conference that's aimed at shining a nice light on some of the best new Android apps across a number of categories. In total, 46 apps were nominated across the many categories, and the winner for each category will be named during an awards ceremony at the conference. Now, scanning through the list, I'm happy to say that I've actually featured a good number of the nominated apps on this show in the recent past. Yay for my awesome AppDAR. But looking through the list, I was able to find at least a few that really stood out to me that I haven't yet featured. So let's take a look at those on today's episode. Four great apps as nominated by Google itself in this week's roundup. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get fabulous. The app is called, Fabulous. And it's all about reprogramming ourselves with healthy habits and routines to enrich and improve our lives. Lofty goals here. Let's pick an evening ritual to begin with. I'll go ahead and add a habit here, and you can kind of scan through the list to find something, in this case, that can help me sleep better at night because I need it. I'll tap one called Disconnect and Create. And this is going to help me kind of put my technology away when it's time to unwind at night. From there, I can kick that habit into gear. It's pretty simple, actually. In this case, I'd put the phone down when the notification arrives. Now, once I've finished that habit, I'll go ahead and hit the check mark, and it's dropped in as one of 3 days in a row that I've actually executed on that habit. Maybe I want to read for 30 minutes at night as another example. I can add that in here, too. Now, I can add in an alarm here for those habits. That way, I'm going to be notified when it's time to pay attention to my goals as they arise. I can add habits for morning time as well as afternoon rituals as well. So you can really fill your day with all these good habits that you're coming up with. And now, I'm well on my way to redefining my life with new habits and routines one day at a time. Now, Fabulous has some incredibly slick design, as you can see, some nice bouncing animations, material design throughout, and a challenge and event system that kind of keeps things interesting over time. And not to mention, it tracks your achievements as you go, so you can look back on everything and be happy with what you see. Fabulous will make you fabulous. At least that is the goal. Find Fabulous for free in the Play Store. Now, who doesn't like food that is yummy? Okay, maybe Burke, but other than Burke, I guess that most people like their food particularly yummy if they can help it.
What?
And now you can too with an app called Yumly. It's a recipe app with a built-in recommendation engine tailored to your taste over time. So first things first, things are obviously very colorful, nice big bright pictures, and wow, I picked the wrong time to review this app because, well, I'm hungry. Even more so after looking at these awesome recipe cards, as you can see, bright pictures for every dish throughout the app. Now, tapping into those pictures takes you to the expanded information with all the ingredients that you're going to need to prepare this for yourself and for others. There's also the caloric count there and about how long it's going to take you to whip that meal into shape. And if you want to change the number of servings, you just tap that serving section and that'll allow you to increase or decrease the amount that you're making. Now, tapping an ingredient actually adds that to your shopping list. It has an integrated shopping list here. It's very easy to use. And as you find recipes that make you go, yum, out loud, well, there's a yum button. You just tap that, and those recipes will then be added to your digital recipe box inside the app. Once you've yummed five or more recipes, and as you yum more over time, the recommendation engine kicks in. And with every yum, those recommendations get refined more and more, hopefully picking recipes that will yummify you each and every time. The side slide-out tray houses your shopping list when you need to find it and when you're off to the store, and all of your yummed recipes are there as well, broken into categories. Yumly is incredibly visual, as a good recipe app should be, and as we often eat first with our eyes, it accomplishes its task of making me hungry. What about you? Let Yumly make you hungry now. Find it for free in the Play Store. All right, so two apps to begin with and more definitely to come. But first, let's thank the sponsor of this episode. And speaking of yummy, we're thanking Blue Apron today. You need to know how to cook. Not only are you going to feel like you know your way around the kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier, saving money instead of, you know, ordering expensive takeout all the time. Finding out where to start is always the challenge here. And Blue Apron really has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients that you need so you can create home-cooked meals. And you just follow the easy step-by-step instructions that they send to your door. Every meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. There's no overwhelming trips to the grocery store, no more sad takeout, expensive takeout at that. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes that you're going to want to eat. Things like spring chicken fettuccine with sautéed asparagus, kale, and rosemary. Or spiced sweet potato and poblano tostados with guacamole and pickled shallot. You're doing this all right in your kitchen. You are making these dishes yourself. You're cooking with ingredients that you've never used before, things like watermelon radishes, yuzu juice, labneh cheese, and recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. It's delicious, it's good for you, and it's time for you to check it out for yourself. You can get your first two meals free just by going to blueapron.com/twit. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free. All you have to do is go to blueapron.com/twit. And we thank Blue Apron for their support of Android App Arena. All right, up next, a few more options from the list. And this time, they're kind of fun and playful entries in this year's nominations. Let's get started. There are so many side-scrolling runners these days that it can be difficult to really stand out from the pack, but Fast Like a Fox employs a new motion technique that I haven't seen before. Kind of sets it apart. First, some background. You are a fox, of course. You're running along a winding side-scrolling landscape filled with rolling mountains, alternative routes, and deadly crevices. Now, tapping on the screen with your right hand can move the fox. The faster you tap, the faster the fox runs. The left hand taps to jump at just the right time. You're timing things so you can jump over those crevices, of course, and hopefully you can snag as many diamonds as you can. Here's where things get a bit different, though. Those who want a new style of control can go into the settings and turn the control from touch, as I've just shown off, as in touching the on-screen buttons, to tap. Here, you'll be tapping the back of your device, so no on-screen touching with that right hand. The gyroscope inside the device actually picks up those taps and then turns them into controls for your fox to run. A neat differentiator, but to be completely honest, either style of gameplay is totally fine for controls, so find the method that works for you. Fast Like a Fox reminds me of another game of this category, a game called Alto's Adventure, so if you like this stylized gameplay, you'll want to grab them both. Fast Like a Fox is free in the Play Store, but there's also a 99-cent upgrade inside the app to remove the ads. Here's a fantastic game for kids that's perfect for teaching them a little bit of patience along with some problem-solving skills along the way. This cute puzzler is called Think Rolls 2, and in it, you are a cute little rolling character who must maneuver down through a cascading maze of challenges and obstacles. Swiping left or right sends the character in that motion path, eventually falling down onto the next platform below, where the player must then choose which set of actions are required to get them to the next lower platform. There are accordions that can be pulled out to create new platforms or pushed in to eliminate the obstacle that they create. There are barrels that can be shuffled around to create bridges for water obstacles. And all along, a quick little rascal is just ahead of you, dropping little gems behind them for you to pick up along the way. Now, once you catch them at the end of the level, you can then choose to play the next round as them, or, you know, stick with your current character if you choose. There are 135 levels in easy mode. That's no insignificant number, especially because each level takes some time to finish. And adults, there's a special adult settings page where you can increase the difficulty, resulting in an additional 135 new levels for ages 5 and up. Think Rolls 2 is $2.99 in the Play Store and well worth it. Find it now. So there's only four from the list of awesomeness that Google provided. I'm sure I'll have the chance to feature even more of them on upcoming episodes. After all, when Google says an app is one of the best, it's probably worth taking a closer look. I'll keep you posted on that front. Send me your favorite apps, though. I always love getting those. arena@twit.tv, or you can always post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com, and share them with me there. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live. And a new episode of this show will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. Alrighty, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.